All right, Mr. Evans, can you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Julian Evans, 108723.
Thank you, sir, and I apologize again for the short delay while we get the right paperwork. And good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the, one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing at least 5 days ago. Let's see, I see you signed your form on, let me look quickly here. I do not have that.
I don't have that online.
I do not have that form. You were notified about this hearing, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And on the form that you were presented that day, that form lists your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you can hire an attorney at your expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself now.
Okay, that's just fine. No problem with that. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. You can see us on the video screen. And if you look down at the far end of the bench for me, is to your right is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chairman for this hearing today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Osborne, who's with the Department of Corrections. He will be representing the department. There, you can see Mr. Osborne now. He will be representing the department and your parole officer in this hearing. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So Mr. Evans and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Evans, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So Mr. Evans, I'm gonna read this allegation to you, the one allegation from your warrant, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you think it's false, then we'll take testimony from Mr. Osborne, and the board will discuss and then make final determination as to whether you violated your probation or your conditions. I'm sorry. So do you understand the process?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sir. Thank you. So we'll start phase one of your hearing now with this allegation, and it states that you're in violation of condition number 12C, as demonstrated by your failing to report to your assigned parole officer in person at the Tucson Regional Parole Office at 1275 West Star Pass Road in Tucson after being discharged from the TLC halfway house on October 2nd, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Evans, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Evans's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you. All right. 1 second, Mr. Evans. There's paperwork and everything we do around here. Let me get the warrant number correctly here. 2007W3565. Okay, I got it. Okay, so Mr. Evans, we can now move to phase two of your hearing to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background information. So just hold on the line. We'll be right back with you in a moment for some questions. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Evans was released from DOC custody on March 20th of 2017. He was arrested on November 8th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on absconding warrant status and new misdemeanor charges of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was returned back to our custody on November 9th of 2017 with 37 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of August 23rd, 2018. Current conviction 2011, aggravated assault 8 years. Prior convictions 1994, shock incarceration 3 months 29 days. 1995, aggravated assault 4 years. 2003, disorderly conduct 2 years 3 months. 2003, disorderly conduct 2 years 3 months. And 2005, criminal trespass first degree 1 year. He spent 5 terms with DOC, has a CEIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1994, shock incarceration completion 5 months. 1997, provisional release absconder 9 months 13 days, return to custody and revoked. 1998, earned release completion 1 year 2 weeks. 2005, TIS absconder 30 days, revoked. And 2006, TIS absconder 29 days, arrested by Tucson PD, returned to custody and reached his CSED. He has a significant disciplinary history, and since his return, has received 4 write-ups, one on 12-4, 12-5, 12-8, and 12-9-17, all for refusal to program or job assignment. Other arrests, 1991, stolen property, California juvenile detention. 1991, theft, California juvenile detention. And 2010, shoplifting, AZ unknown. And he has a community risk score of G4, B5, and status of charges, which were emailed to me today from Supervising Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson, stated that the charges for the misdemeanor drug paraphernalia were dismissed.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. All right, Mr. Evans, it looks like you were released from Yuma, and you went to, you had a residence at TLC at 843 West Thurber in Tucson, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you stay there the whole time that you were on release status?
Yes, ma'am, until I was discharged.
Okay, and you were discharged from TLC. Why was that?
I was an employee, and I was an employee, I was a house manager and security for them, and they said I wasn't running the house, so they discharged me, basically fired me.
And what was their, I'm sorry, I didn't hear, did you tell me why?
Yes, because I was an employee for TLC.
Right.
And I was night security, graveyard. Plus, one of the houses I was the manager of, but they said I wasn't managing the house, so they fired me.
Okay. One second, Mr. Evans. Mr. Osborne has a comment to add.
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to say, per the Transition Living Communities attachment of the discharge notice dated August 2nd of 2017, it states that Mr. Evans was neglecting his job duties and he was causing issues and animosity amongst the staff and residents.
Oh, thank you, sir. I see that now.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. All right, thanks. So, Mr. Evans, were there people in particular there at the location that you were having difficulty with?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, all right. Were you working at all, other than
yes,
that? That was your job?
That was my job. That was a 24/7 job.
Okay, got it. All right, and what other programming were you participating in?
I did everything. I did that program, the 90 meetings in 90 days. I graduated that program, and yeah, I went all the way as high as you could go. So they had like levels of level 2.
Uh-huh.
I was like a star employee for a while, and it just fell apart.
What do you think happened? If you were the star employee, then what happened to change that?
It was just the stress. It was way too much. The job only paid $30 a week. And it was just way too much.
Okay, so you got $30 a week, but then did you get to live there for free? I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so it was housing plus the 30. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. What were you doing when the Tucson police arrested you? What caused you to come to their attention?
I don't know.
Where were you?
At my girlfriend's apartment.
Okay, you were at an apartment. And during those abscond days, we have 37 days recorded during which you had no contact with your, or you'd lost contact with your parole officer. What were you doing during those days?
My girlfriend had suffered a loss, so it was basically comforting her and trying to figure out what to do.
So you had moved to her apartment then, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you actually leave the TLC on, it looks like about October 2nd, is that when?
I don't remember the date, but I left when they told me to fire me.
Okay, so that seems about, that's probably about right. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Evans, I just had a question. Because it says that the reason you lost your job is because they said you weren't doing your job, and it was causing animosity amongst the staff and the people there. And also, since you've been back incarcerated, you received four tickets for refusal of the program, almost similar to what TLC said the problem they were having. Is there a problem that you have with functioning or something going on?
That is kind of like hilarious. I mean, because I worked so hard for those people, really hard. Like I did things that no one else would do. I was the best security that they ever had. And as far as the thing about the kitchen, when I have mental health issues that I told them about, that I couldn't deal with working in the kitchen. So another inmate got me in that situation and put them. I asked them to be on the PM yard crew. I have no problem working. I'm a very hard worker.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Evans.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, I also wanted to note that TLC, they have job assignments they usually send people out to, and they contract with the city or different areas, and they volunteer in a lot of places and do car washes. Typically, we would not allow an offender under our supervision to be a manager of a TLC or any other halfway house supervising other offenders. It would be a conflict. And also, security jobs, as far as I've ever known, has been for an offender who is a felon, is typically no. So I doubt that the PO had any awareness that he was security or managing a house or TLC, because it is not listed in the notes either.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So, Mr. Evans, it sounds like you are a very hard worker. I mean, based on your own description, that sounds very good. Have you taken any, as part of your treatment, have you taken any classes in, like, anger management?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you complete it there at TLC?
At
corrections, okay.
Full time, yeah.
Okay, and you said you have, sometimes you have mental health issues. Do you have medication that you take regularly?
No, ma'am.
No medication, okay. All right, if there are no further questions from my fellow board members, Mr. Evans, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, though. So what else would you like the board to know without repeating something you've already told us?
If I was to get another chance, I would ask that if I could just, parole to SAC RAC, which is where basically, I'd still be in prison, but able to work and save up money for when I get out. When I get out, because doing it this way, I'm going to get out homeless on the streets with nothing.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Evans, let me ask you one more thing. Do you have family here in Arizona?
I had my grandparents, but they since passed away.
Okay, okay.
So I really don't.
So you don't have family here. You have your girlfriend, though?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, well, thank you, sir. And the board is going to go into discussion, Mr. Evans, and we don't talk about cases before we get in this room. So all the discussion will occur right here. And we'd ask just that you stay on the phone there, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Evans is an individual who has several prior periods of community supervision. I see three in which he, it appears, if I've got this written down correctly, three prior sessions during which he absconded for short periods of time, relatively, but and then this current one in which he's absconded for 37 days. he also has the four disciplines since he's returned to prison for December 4th, 5th, 8th, and 9th, possibly for the same thing, the same issue each time. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I'd be
requesting
any. Thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion to, based on major points and warrant 2017W3871, information provided to us by Mr. Osborne of the Department of Corrections in our discussion with Mr. Evans. I move to revoke his community supervision, as Mr. Evans was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding supervision, during which time his parole officer did not know what he was doing, and we could not account for his whereabouts during that time period.
Agree.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Evans, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You'll be released on or about August 23rd. I think it's kind of cut off a little bit. Looks like the 23rd of this year. We hope that you would use this time to... it sounds like you have some issues with... maybe interpersonal skills, issues. Use this time that you have to continue some programming there. If you can find some programming on anger management, thinking for a change, that kind of programming, and complete that while you're there. Make a good plan so you've got a plan when you get out. You'll know who you're going to stay with and where you're going to go. And we thank you for participating in your hearing today. And your hearing is concluded, sir.
Before you cut it off.
Yes.
I think, what's the warrant number may have been mixed up that I heard.
Did I read the wrong warrant number?
Yes.
I will clarify that the warrant number in this case is 2017W3565.
Okay. And I also want to say that on the other sheet for Jared Evans, that the back sheet that we need for him is attached to that.
Oh, it is?
Just pull it off, yeah.
Oh, that's how we did it then. Oh, thank you. All right. Well, there goes Mr. Edwards. Okay.
You ready?
Thank you. Done.